Jesus feeds the 5,000, John 6, 1-14. Today's scripture reading comes from the book of John 6, 1-14. John is the author of this book, and in chapter 6, he gives an account of one of the great miracles that Jesus performed. This marks the fourth recorded miracle of Jesus in the Gospel of John. The first, in chapter 2, was the transformation of water into wine at the wedding in Cana. The second was the healing of the nobleman's son, followed by the third, the healing at the pool of Bethesda, in chapter 5. Now, in chapter 6, we arrive at the fourth miraculous sign, the feeding of the 5,000. At this point, Jesus was continuing his ministry in Galilee, performing miracles and teaching large crowds. After spending the day teaching his disciples and healing people, a large crowd, amazed by his miracles, began following him. Seeing their need, Jesus instructed his disciples to feed them. After blessing the small amount of food available, there was more than enough to feed everyone, with food left over. In these scriptures, we will see how Jesus was able to feed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Let's delve into the scriptures and discover the meaning and context of God's word. Verses 1-7. The passage begins, "After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee." The phrase, "these things," refers to the miracles and signs Jesus had previously performed: healing the sick, casting out demons, and preaching the word. The crowd was amazed at what Jesus had done, so they followed him and his disciples. When Jesus saw the large crowd, he immediately recognized both their physical and spiritual needs. This shows that Jesus cares for all people in every aspect of their lives. Seeing that they were hungry, he asked Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" However, Jesus was testing Philip's faith, showing him that the situation required a supernatural solution rather than a human one. Like Philip, we often respond to our problems with human logic instead of trusting God's power. Sometimes God allows us to go through difficult situations to test and strengthen our faith. When we rely on our own understanding, we often feel limited and discouraged. But when we trust in God, He can provide in ways beyond our imagination. Man may let us down, but Jesus will never disappoint. Verses 8-9. These verses illustrate the power of giving, no matter how small the offering. Andrew found a young boy with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. To the human eye, this seemed insignificant compared to the thousands who needed food. However, the boy willingly gave all he had, placing it in Jesus' hands with faith and trust. This teaches us that even the smallest gift, when given with the right intent, can be multiplied by God. We are called to have childlike faith, trusting that God can take what little we offer, our time, talents, or resources, and turn it into something great for His glory. Matthew 19:26 says, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Our faith pleases God and positions us to receive His miraculous provision. Verses 10-14. Before performing the miracle, Jesus had the people sit down. This shows that God operates in order, not chaos. He then gave thanks, demonstrating the importance of gratitude even before we see the increase. This reminds us to be thankful for what we have, trusting that God can turn little into abundance. Not only did Jesus provide enough food for everyone, but there were leftovers. This reveals God's abundant provision. He doesn't just meet our needs, He exceeds them. Furthermore, Jesus did not turn anyone away. He accepted all who came to Him. This reflects the heart of God, who desires for all to come to Him and receive His blessings. After witnessing this miracle, the people recognized Jesus as the prophet who is to come into the world. John 6:14. This references Deuteronomy 18:15, where Moses prophesied that God would raise up a prophet like him. However, they did not yet fully understand that Jesus was not just a prophet, but God in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. Conclusion: John 6, 1-14 is a powerful demonstration of Jesus' compassion, provision, and divine power. This miracle reminds us that Jesus is still our provider today. No matter what challenges we face, He is more than able to meet our needs, both physically and spiritually.